and welcome to Biker Life Radio. I'm Chuck.
And Deb.
And we are so truly grateful and thankful that you joined us today. We have a fantastic show lined up just for you. So let's kick it off, Deb.
Biker Life Radio is for those who are inspired to ride and those who inspire others to ride. And we are here to reveal the truth behind the motorcycle mystique and bring real life stories that will help you discover your purpose, achieve true freedom, and define your destiny.
All right. And we have some sponsors we'd like to acknowledge.
Absolutely. We want to thank the Tony and Guy Hairdressing Academy out of Colorado Springs, Colorado, and Coeur d'Alene, Idaho for sponsoring the show today. So thank you very much. If you are ready to crank up your engines, put your chins in the wind and knees to the breeze, then let's get this party started.
All right. Well, the party is started. Our engines are revved up and we are on a journey, a road trip, if you will, to who the heck knows where, Deb. Does it really matter? It's all about the journey, isn't it?
That's right. It's about the ride. It's about not the destination, but enjoying the journey along the way. That's for sure.
And finally, I feel like I'm starting to enjoy the journey. I'm starting to feel a little bit better. I mean, for the last almost week now, I mean, I know you guys love to hear about my, you know, all my problems, because there are so many. They never end, in
Maybe
fact.
They can relate.
Yeah, but I've talked about this once before on the show. I had vertigo,
you know,
and I get dizzy and I can't do all this stuff. Ride the bike just fine, though.
That's amazing how that happens. You get on to something and it's in motion, and all of a sudden the motion you feel off of it's just gone.
True. Yeah. But for the last week or so, I've had vertigo again. It really sucks big time. And funny enough, I'm going to tell you how we cured it. Well, it's getting better because of this. Maybe you have not heard about ear candles. And ear candles are these like wax, beeswax, cloth, funnel, long tubes that you stick in your ear and light on fire. That's right.
that sounds a little wacky, I must admit.
It is wacky.
It is, but it works.
I mean, I was running around with these tubes sticking out my ear with flames
on fire.
You know, it should just go like with the biker lifestyle, don't you think?
I think as long as maybe we could hook them to the end or have openings in our helmet or something.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
But it didn't really work that way anyway. I had to lay on my side and stick this thing in my ear while there was really a flame on the other end of this candle wick. Kind of thing.
Yes, the beeswax.
That's right. And we don't know exactly how it works. It said that it's supposed to be for personal relaxation.
Did it work?
Well, a little bit.
Okay.
But it did work, because as I went on through the day, I can tell that I'm improving. I actually feel better. I feel happier because I'm not nauseous all the time.
Unless you put your head
down.
And
I'm not wobbling when I walk. So, yeah, I feel pretty darn good all just from that one candle. So I can't wait till we get the other one going.
Let's light it up, baby, and do candle number two.
We're lighting up some different things here.
Yeah, beeswax and cotton and all sorts of stuff.
What are they called? Is it earwax?
I think they're ear candles. Yeah, when I said that to the person in the health food store, she knew exactly what I was talking about. And, of course, she recommended that you get the true beeswax one. So I went for that.
So there you go. If you ever have that, maybe give that a shot, because who knows, maybe bikers suffer from it. I don't know.
It might be a biker infliction.
Okay. You're going to see bikers everywhere with ear candles.
Burning candles running down the road. Oh, my goodness.
Maybe we can use them for fireworks. Anyway, we're getting too silly and off track here. Deb, what do you got to say for today? Don't let me run rapid over to here.
Well, I love to hear about your burning ear candle wax. So, you know, I actually had an experience that I want to talk about this past weekend, because I had a long working weekend. I was out and about doing some teaching and coaching. And on my way back from North Tampa after about a 13-hour day, I saw that I'm coming off the interstate from 275 onto I-75. Those of you that live in the area know that's a pretty big interchange. And so I'm taking that transition onto I-75, and I see this dual sport bike, crotch rocket, however you want to define them, pulled over on the side of the road. And so I noticed them. They're totally stopped on the side of the road. And just that was about all that I thought about. Next thing I know, and I'm cruising along. I'm not old lady driving. I'm going 75, 80. It was pretty moving traffic at that time of the evening.
Usually is there.
And next thing I know, this sport bike is on my left-hand side before I can even think twice, splitting the lane. And I was off my rocker with that, because it, those of you that may not know, he just and it caught me so off guard. Even as a motorcyclist, if I had flinched the slightest little bit to the left, I would have hit him and it would have been fatal. So
when you say slightest little bit, how many feet or how far was he from your automobile?
I probably, I would have to say a leg's length, if you would. So even if I caught, because I was shocked and surprised, and I actually veered over to the right knowing what was going on after I kind of came to. But then if I would have not done that and veered over to the left, I would have hit the kid. I say kid lightly. I don't know how old he was, but for someone to be driving that and say, and then continue to zigzag, split lanes as far as I could see until I got off the interstate, just insane riding and driving in that kind of traffic, and just such an unsafe motorcyclist.
Deb, what are you ranting about over there?
It's just the fact that it's unsafe and the splitting of the lanes and just putting everyone in danger. It's not just the motorcyclist, but it's all the vehicles on the highway too, because that just in that moment, second, can turn deadly. And that there are too many motorcycle accidents that we hear about all the time that are just, you know, silly accidents. This one would have been, you know, fatal, like I said. And it just makes me mad because it gives such a freaking bad name for motorcyclists. And then you see a crotch rocket doing it too. And I do not like to stereotype, but it just drives me nuts when they ride like that and give motorcyclists a bad name, because that's the reputation. And I think what some people, their motorcycle mystique has about it, is that we're just dangerous and reckless and don't care about others and all that crap. And it just pisses me off.
Well, I guess you have every right to be pissed, Deb. That's your opinion. You're entitled to it, baby. I mean, you know, hey, each person wants to ride on their own, and I'm with you. You know, we are about riding safe. Sometimes I get crazy, I'll admit it, but I try not to put other people in jeopardy as well. I like speed. I like to go fast, and I'm going to go fast when I feel like it. And that's just me, but I'm going to try to do it, and I'm not always perfect. But, you know, there is that motorcycle mystique, and maybe this is one of them. And we hear that quite often, and I'm sorry, sports bike riders, we hear that quite often. So you might want to look at that mystique about you guys, and maybe not. Maybe you don't care, and maybe that's the whole logic behind it.
Right.
And I've seen them. They can, I mean, you got to sort of hand it to them sometime, because they're like flying.
It's a reckless abandon. It's just like no,
you know,
sense.
But maybe,
no.
Maybe they know what their skill is. Maybe he knew that if you pulled over, you wouldn't. He would be able to avoid you. I don't know.
I think he was a squid, and it ticked me off. I have to say that.
Well, I don't know. We're passing judgments here. But
that's
hey,
true.
It's your opinion. You were there.
I was.
You know what the situation was about. So, you know, people are going to ride how they want going to ride. What are we going to do about it?
I know. I can't do anything about it besides rant and rave, and I'm just so grateful that our listeners will allow me, because I don't do it very often, but this one just really, I got home and I was pissed, and I had a lot of time to wind down, and I was still mad, and I'm mad about thinking about it now.
But why, Deb? It didn't affect you. It didn't affect him. He lived. Everything worked out.
I hope so.
I mean, I sort of get what you're saying. Could you possibly give bikers a bad name? There's no doubt about that, you know, but then maybe people start to associate those kind of bikes with that kind of bad behavior, if you will, or inappropriate. I don't know the right words. We don't have to be politically correct here.
Nope.
We just call it the way we see it, right?
That's right.
So, you know, it is what it is. Why did you get so upset?
Well,
I mean,
because,
he lived. You lived.
Yeah, well, true, but that could have not been the case. And, you know, we have so many other people in our lives that we care about and love about. And it's not just about him doing his thing, but all the drivers and all the riders on the road too. You know, we're mothers, we're parents, we're grandparents. I think it's just so irresponsible to ride that way, not just for yourself. Okay, give yourself, who gives a crap? You don't care about yourself, fine. But there's other riders on the road and other people that you're putting in danger, in harm's way, to act like that and to ride that way. And it just, that's what just ticks me off, because, you know, it wouldn't necessarily, if there would have been an accident and my car would have rolled, I could have have lost my life because that one motorcyclist scared the crap out of me by running up here. And I was 75, 80 miles an hour, and he's blasting past me and splitting the lane.
Well, let's see if we can get you past this anger, because I can feel it all across the table here.
Really?
Yeah, I can. And I'm starting to tremble a little bit.
Well, actually, you better, because, man, I think our listeners are on fire.
Deb. You know, you really got them riled up. I can feel the vibrations from our listeners as well. So,
okay.
You know, so let's try to shift the gears to try to bring you down a notch or two. Shift your gears down a couple. All right. So maybe there's some people that are listening right now, Deb, that don't have any idea what you meant when you said there's a split in the lane. Want to explain
so,
that?
Sure. So
Coach
I'm
Ryder, Coach
I'm
Deb.
I'm driving in my lane, and he chooses to share that one lane made for one vehicle, one motorcycle. Well, I'm sorry about that. Whatever it is. See, I get all so frustrated. I'm like, can't talk. But he chooses to share that lane with me like it's made for the both of us, which it is not. So it's not even, you know, driving enough with respect to let me pass or pass me and then move on safely, lane to lane, shifting lanes. You're not shifting, you're sharing. And that's what is unacceptable to me.
So let me get this right. All right. Because, what it sounds like you're saying is you're in your lane and you're so far over to the right, there's enough lane that this guy can drive up the side of your driver's door and drive right past you because you're too far in the right lane.
Well, come on. I get a lane. There's a little bit of a cushion on both sides. Whether there's a little bit or a lot of room, it doesn't matter. It's my flipping lane and I don't share it with anybody.
Well, is it against the law to do that?
It absolutely is.
They can do it in California though, right?
In California they can. Yes, that's correct. On certain highways, I believe, and only at certain times during traffic and things like that. So, you know, it's not legal here in our local area, and it just drives me nuts that I experienced that day that way. I was, you know, I was tired. I was wiped out. I'm exhausted. I just want to get home. I'm hungry. You know, I'm at that kind of hangry moment where I'm hungry and angry combined, and now this jerk does this and pisses me off even more.
Piss you off.
Well, don't play that psychobabble crap with
me. He can't piss you off. You can only allow him to piss you off.
All right. So watching another unsafe motorcycle like try and split the lane and split the lane with me. Didn't try. He did it.
No,
that,
you allowed
that
him.
I got pissed off at
there
that.
You go. You,
I'll
you
take
did.
Ownership
he didn't
and
get
full
you
responsibility.
Off. You got pissed off.
That's right. By the actions
your,
around
your
me, I chose
to
get pissed off. Yes.
All right.
I did.
Man, I don't think our listeners have ever heard Deb, Ryder Coach Deb, quite like this.
No, Ryder Coach Deb's usually
I'm a little bit worried about all the hate mail and stuff we're going to get now, Deb.
Well, I'll bring it on. I'm ready. I'm a big girl. I can stand it, and it's not a big deal. I'm not worrying about it, but I don't get perturbed that often, and I don't lose my cool that often. But those kind of things, you know, I'm passionate about what I do. I'm passionate as a rider coach to teach safety, teach people to make good choices when they're out there on the road, because I want everyone to arrive safe, including the car riders. So when people are unsafe to that, it's, you know, again, you all ride within your risk, and I can't say what his risk tolerance was. Obviously, it was his threshold was pretty high. But again, at the end of that, it just takes one mishap and there's lots of devastation. And it's not even about him as the rider. What about the people that he cares for, people that love him? If he has children at home, if he has, you know, parents that love him, that's what I think is, you know, we're not just an island on this place called Earth. We're one tiny stone that has this ripple effect that impacts others, whether we know it or not. And so I just, you know, there's a bigger story to it. You know, he can ride all the way he wants, but at the end of the day, there's more people that are impacted than just that one individual.
All right. Well, we're going to have to move on because this is really bringing me down.
No, don't let it bring you down. Shift gears. Head it up, man. Let's go going.
You're absolutely right. I mean, there was an article that I saw that was about in Bradenton where there have been more motorcycle accidents, and they're actually asking people to watch out now. And it's not even season here. And let's talk about seasons for the people who don't live in Florida.
Okay.
What happens here is the time of season is when the people from up north come down and live for about 6, 7, 8 months.
Right.
And so they split where they live. So our populations grow. And the people that come down there are typically older folks. And so they're, number one, not traditionally accustomed to the roads and driving and things like that, and their driving behaviors could be quite different than everything, and they might not have the same physical skills and attributes to be able to watch out for us.
Boy, you're being really politically correct now.
Really? I did a good job
at
that?
You did a great job. Absolutely. So you said we don't normally do that, but yeah.
The problem is I fit in that mold almost.
I don't think so.
I'm a senior citizen. Come on.
Well, you could be by some, but you're not.
I can live in a 55 older community.
Well, yeah. Are you bragging about that or what, man?
I'm just saying.
You could.
I did get my AARP card a long time ago.
But you're a pretty cool dude, and you do a lot of good things, but you know, I don't know. You're just really being politically correct, giving these people some benefit of the doubt.
But I was trying to describe to people who weren't around the area some of the challenges that we have. And what I was saying, we've had a tremendous amount of motorcycle accidents.
Yes.
And it's not even season. So to me, that is sort of scary.
It is.
And, you know, this is something that we have to do as motorcyclists. We always have to be on the defensive and always be riding offensively. And you as the rider coach, Deb, would be better to talk about this, but we have a lot. And what it is, it's about being responsible on the road. And the people are not going to always see us, no matter how good we are.
Right.
And no matter what we do. Things are bound to happen, but we got to have you leave proper, you know, things around us to maybe help that something's different and we can escape disaster if possible.
Absolutely.
But
right.
When somebody is riding like that, they are creating something that could very well happen to them, but they know the risk. All right. If he's doing that stuff, he's been on the bike. Hopefully he knows what his risk is. And I hear what you're saying about the risk. There's a bigger picture to it. There's you. There's other people that are involved. It's not just about that single person who's on the road at the time. But you know what, Deb? Think for a moment. And I'm not justifying what this guy did.
Good.
Okay? But just think for a moment. When you're on the road, what are you thinking about? Where are you? I mean, you could be thinking about a multiple of things, but the whole idea is you're centered in whatever it is that you are doing. You are being one with whatever it is, correct?
Correct, yeah, kind of in the zone.
That's
whatever
right, you're
your
in
zone
your
is.
Zone. So maybe this person was in their zone and they were just having a good time. I know it offended you. I believe that you have every right to be offended because, number one, he was in your lane. If he did that to me, I'm going to tell you, I wouldn't be happy. But so let's turn this around on a lighter note that you might really appreciate it. Do you remember the time, and we're going to be talking about this anyway, do you remember the time that you were on your bike and I was on my bike and we were heading to Daytona?
Yes, I do.
There was some real fun times some really good experiences that happened. So this one experience, maybe you would love. Do you remember as we were getting on to I-4?
I do, yes.
Okay. And I-4, if you don't know about I-4, people think I-4 is crazy. And actually, I-4 is crazy, all right? But it's sort of fun if you like that kind of thing. And I sort of sometimes like that kind of thing. I also like riding down in Miami when you got 6-8 lanes. That's
right.
Like a video game,
yeah.
All right? But I wouldn't want to do it every day, all right? But, you know, so we were on our way there, and it's a funny story.
It is a fun story.
All right. So as we get off, there's this row of sports bikes. I mean, there's hundreds of them or something.
Yeah, and they're taking up all the lanes.
Yeah, they're taking
us.
Up all the lanes. And here's Deb and I on our Harleys.
Yep.
And this is the funny part. I can't tell the story any better than this. They're lined up. They're dilly-dallying around. I don't know why, but hey, sports bikes aren't moving.
Right.
They weren't going anywhere, right?
It was the weirdest thing
it's
ever.
It's like they had that whole lane taken up, and they weren't going anywhere.
Right. And we're merging, trying to accelerate to get out of the way of everything else. And they're just like puttering up, like,
it wasn't like this guy that you saw, and like we would typically think these sports bikes are going to be flying. You know, I mean, why not? I mean, that's what they're built
bikes.
For, right?
Yeah.
So what do we do? I just take off around them. I go around. I mean, the lane's right open.
You throttle on, baby.
And we passed all those sports bikes, right? So we just blasted by him. And you too, a chick on your bike.
That's right, Deb on a Harley.
So that had to be I think it sort of had to just be sort of, at least I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
And we didn't just ride by. We blasted by. And we made some noise when we went by. And so the whole time I was riding, I was like, these guys are going to catch us.
Yeah, they're going to kick our butt, man.
They're going to catch us. But they never did.
No.
They never. I didn't even see them in the rearview mirrors at all.
No. Nope.
They never caught us.
They were Bandicoot. Is that the game? Do you remember that one? Bandicoot?
Whatever. I'm not going to go there. I remember the name, but I don't.
I'm probably getting it way wrong. But
no,
yeah, I know.
Right.
And I think we talked about that even later in that day, and we both had the anticipation at some point they're either one, somebody's going to get pissed off or someone's going to get all amped up and look at those guys thinking they're badass and heading out there and show us a thing or two. But that never happened. And it was this huge line, I don't know, mile, whatever long it was. And they're just putting along, just doing their thing, enjoying their ride.
So there we go. So, you know, here we are. We're trucking over to Daytona Beach. Was that for Bike Week or Biketoberfest?
Biketoberfest, one of the two. Bike Week or Biketoberfest?
Yeah, probably, I think it was probably Biketoberfest.
Probably so.
Which Biketoberfest is coming up a little bit. I think we're talking about that a little bit.
Yep.
So this flows right into that. So we're going, we pass these guys, and then we end up getting into Orlando. Now, when Deb rides with the Hog Chapter, when we used to ride with the Hog Chapter, there was this guy by the name of Rex, good friend of ours, Rex. We miss you, Rex. Haven't seen you in a while. Just say shout out to you and T.
Here we go.
But whenever Deb would get behind Rex, Deb was right on his ass. So she, I mean, I don't mean right behind. I mean, she was over to the, you know, to the side, riding staggered.
I was staggering in a good formation.
And if Rex was going 85, 90, Deb was right there, all right?
Not even.
Yeah, even. So no matter where Rex went, Deb was right there. I mean, they were tight. It was a tight going. You know? So no matter what, like I say, 100 mile an hour, Deb's there.
You're painting the wrong picture.
120, Deb's there. So here we go. We're going through Orlando, and it's starting to get cluttered. And I'm telling you, Chuck here cannot stand traffic, and I'm going to get through the shit.
Yep.
So I'm pointing to the back of my bike on the right side where I want Deb to be. You think she's there? I don't have Rex on the back of my shirt, so she's 10 car lengths back.
Well, you know.
Not quite.
No. It was maybe a motorcycle or two.
So the whole point is you thought that I was driving crazy that day.
Well,
right?
Sometimes you're a little irrational that's your risk. You are comfortable in that risk level, and I may not. Rex is very methodical in his riding.
Oh, really?
I'm telling you, there are certain riders that he's just, can read him and what he's going to do and where he's going to go and how it's going to happen.
We ride together, and we've been riding together for a number of years.
I know.
You know exactly what I'm maybe
gonna do. Not always. I know when you're gonna take off. I know when you're gonna throttle on and need to like kind of just blow the cobwebs out. I get that. That's not always the way I like to do it. So I ride my own ride, do my own thing, and sometimes I catch up, I will admit. So Orlando's just crazy traffic, and it sometimes makes me extra nervous. I'd prefer to do the loop around it and do all of those tolls than I would like to go through it sometimes. But, you know, it's good. It's good experience. And again, the Harleys were heating up. It was a hot day. It was just, there was a lot of activity that day on that trip to Daytona.
There usually is a lot, you know, a number of accidents on I-4. I think as we got closer to Daytona, there were probably some accidents, if I remember correctly. There always is.
Seems like there is.
And there are better ways to go. And we've gone those better ways, but sometimes when you're trying to make time and other things.
And I think that was it. We just had a determination to get there at a certain time or as quickly as possible. And so the straight shot was the way. Now, the last time we went that way, I'm not so sure I would ride that way because that traffic is not so bad, but it's the construction that is just out of control.
Yeah.
It's just very unsafe roadways, even on a motorcycle, I think.
That's what I was thinking about. That was the trip we took up to D.C. to Rolling Thunder. We went through that way. That was part of our story. And that sand, there was tons of sands everywhere.
Yeah.
You know how a sand is on the motorcycle, just blowing your face and ruining your bike and things like that.
That's right. That natural loofah.
Yes, that's right. That's what you call it, the natural loofah.
You know, I got to think
good
about it.
You still have a good memory. I can't, you know, things, I can't remember what we said 5 seconds ago. Good job, Deb.
Orlando construction going through there. Yeah. So, that was a day that was unforgettable on that ride. So I liked it. It was a good time. We made it to Daytona safely. A lot less hassles once we had gotten through some of that downtown Orlando traffic, but it wasn't a bad ride.
But anyway, I'm sure we ended up having a good time. I can't remember all that we did on that particular trip. It's hard after you do go over there so many times to put them all together. It's right. Like you remember the first time you went, maybe the last time. You might not remember all the ones in between unless they were special. But, you know, I think we can. Some people just have better memories than me.
That's true.
So were you going to bring up something about that? That's this actually started this
actually
week, didn't it?
Starts tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
It's Biketoberfest, the 17th through the 20th, happening over in Daytona. And I know there were several groups that are riding over there from
this
local area. So I know the West Coast Florida Riders has two trips planned. Our local Hob chapter has one ride over there, kind of a turn and burn. So they're getting up early, getting on the road, getting over there. And, you know, that's a great festival because it's short, sweet, get to the punch of everything. I don't know. Do they do the events like the Cabbage Patch Wrestling and all those things in Daytona? Do they do it at Biketoberfest and Bike Week as well?
Yeah, I think they do. I think so.
Okay.
Sure.
So, you know, there's a couple of different places to go. You can definitely visit the downtown Daytona area. They've got bars and bands and music and all that stuff happening all along. And up on the north end of Daytona at the Harley-Davidson dealership, they've got Destination Daytona at Ross Myers there. And that's a whole blowout, too, of vendors and bikes. And JP Cycles is up there. All sorts of fun stuff.
Oh, you can go on and on. Iron Horse, and then you go to the Cabbage Patch. But you can go on and on. It's just everybody, I mean, most people are aware of Daytona. If you've never made it, you might want to put that on your bucket list. It's definitely worth going. I just wish they used to have it to where you could ride on the beach.
Yeah, that would be cool, wouldn't it?
And I've never went out there, but I know we used to be able to ride the cars on a beach, but I never remember seeing that. And actually, many years ago, I was actually out on the beach there once with my bike. So,
were you really?
Yeah.
Hey, that sounds like a cool thing.
Purple? No, it was black.
Your purple?
No, it was a Cowie back then.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't know
when
any
you were
better.
Doing those rice grinder things.
It actually treated me very well. Anyway,
yep.
It was a good time.
Okay.
And so there we go. So, yeah, get out there. Check out Daytona Beach. That's coming up. Unfortunately, which we'll talk about in a minute, we won't be able to make it this year because we have some other plans. And actually, this time of year, those same plans seems to fall about the
same time.
So go ahead and wrap that up, Deb.
Yep. They are expecting more than 125,000 motorcycle enthusiasts. So it is going to be packed to the gills with lots of people, lots of bikes. I'm sure if you are looking for something special, whether it's a seat or some equipment for your motorcycle, typically there's vendors all over the place. I know that usually the racetrack is open at Daytona. So another destination location to hit, and there's all sorts of stuff to do. If you haven't been, there's lots of groups going over for rides. If you're on a Harley, every Hog chapter, most Harley Davidsons have a group going at some point during the weekend. So definitely connect, hook up, get over there to see Daytona and Biketoberfest. It's a great time and you'll love the ride.
And I don't think you necessarily have to be a Hog member to ride, especially here in this Minnesota Hog chapter. You just have to sign a waiver.
Correct.
And so they've got a group. Just get a hold of them. They'll, you know, call down there to Rossiter's.
Yep.
And they'll tell you all about it. And then you can visit the West Coast Florida Riders. They have a page that you might want to sign up for. I think they have a ride plan. Maybe they have a couple of options.
Two different routes or something.
I don't stay on Facebook a whole lot. I see glimpses of things.
Right.
So I've seen a couple of glimpses of that. So you want to hook up with them and maybe get on that ride. They usually have a large group going out as well. You know, like you said, the Hog chapter with Preston, I think he's doing a turn and burn. And a turn and burn, if you don't know, maybe new, that's all right. We didn't know when we started. What is a turn and burn? He just go up there and then turn around and come back.
Yeah.
Now, that's not for me.
It's a 6 hour.
I could do that, but I like going to somewhere and, you know.
Right. And it's, you know, for them, it's about the ride. It's at least a minimum of a 3 hour ride. If you go the long route, it could go up to 4 or 5 hours. So it would be a day long ride just up and back.
Sure.
So if you're into that, you want to do that. You just want to go experience it with another person, a group, whatever.
It's
there's lots of options. It's a blast. So a lot of great stuff to do up there.
So you don't have to be a lone wolf unless you want to. You've got plenty of groups out there. I don't know about the American Legion, but sometimes they have things going on. I haven't seen anything. Again, I haven't been on Facebook a whole lot. Actually, I'll talk about that just for a brief moment. I've taken a really big break from Facebook. So if anybody out there, none of you are probably missing me, but I don't want to make sure I offend anyone.
Hey,
it's just that when we get on Facebook to do the work that we do, I tend to get sucked into it. You know, it's your timeline. It's just like the first thing that pops up at top. And then so I had to break free of it because our time is more valuable with me doing other things than sitting there playing around on Facebook, quite honestly.
Agreed.
So I've taken a what do they call it, a sabbatical, and it really hurt. When I took it, it was swallowed it. And isn't that what you do?
I don't know. That's anyway, a big word. I'm not so sure I get it.
I'm not
but
sure
okay.
if I took the sabbatical. Anyway, I don't even know if that's the right word. If Dutch was here, he could tell me if it was the right word.
Sure.
Or what was the character in the book?
Which one? Gosh, there's so many.
Dutch's book. The main character. It was, come on.
Oh, goodness.
I know.
Now you put me on the spot. Oh.
Yeah, we can't think because you want to get the name. We'll just say Dutch. Because that's the character anyway. Anyway, nobody knows what I'm talking about.
But if you want to find out, you can certainly get The Demons Rising, The Story of the Wayward Scout. That's a pretty cool read. It's a great book. Great guy.
Find it on Amazon. You can find it on our site. I think it's... Can't remember. We got a link to it.
/Dutch.
Is that what it is?
Or maybe Demons
Dutch?
Rising something. You can find it on our page. So go out there to the Chuck and Deb Show or BikerLifeRadio.com. You can find that book there. You can find all of those stuff there too. So yeah, be sure and visit.
Definitely. So what do we got? What do you have over there? Because I don't have anything planned, but you have everything planned, which is typical.
No, I'm not really so far. I'm done. My planning has completed, but you did some writing.
Well, but who cares? All that stuff that I woke up at 3 a.m. telling you that we could talk about and you're done. Well, I mean, I give you all this stuff at 3 and 4
in the morning, and I'm supposed to remember.
And here we are, empty-handed. What's that all about, Deb?
You're supposed to write it down so we do it.
You were supposed to write it down and remember it. I mean, all these creative thoughts I was given, and you just lose it?
Well, yeah, and you lost it too, so don't blame me. Dang. Don't get nasty with me, mister.
Well, we have an understanding, and I've talked to you about this before. When I speak to you, when I give it out, I forget about it.
I know.
So that's my whole... You're supposed to be, you know... The action taker.
I am the action taker, but at 3 o'clock in the morning, it's a little difficult.
Oh,
there's a little bit about groggy.
I wish I had that memory. Oh, well.
Well, it'll come back to you maybe if we keep talking.
So anyway, since we're not going to be going to Daytona Bike Week, we are going to do some really fun and some really great things. Are there any other events that's coming up? We got the Stottlemyers. We're not going to be able to make, which is
going to
be tonight, Thursday night, because we're going to get this posted Thursday.
Sure.
So Thursday night, go out to Stottlemyers. West Coast Florida Riders is putting on that bike night. And the last time we were there, they had a fantastic turnout.
Yes.
Met some really great people out there. So that's something, if you don't have anything planned for tonight, go out to West Coast Florida Riders, the Stottlemyers. It's in Sarasota on Fruitville. We're just right off 75 pretty much. So
correct. Yep. And then in November is the St. Pete Bike Fest. So I'm really stoked and looking forward to that. We've got some company coming down to attend that event with us.
That's right. And we got Rush. We'll introduce you guys to Rush.
Yes.
We'll put him on the radio, and it's not the Rush you think it is.
No, but he's going to give you a rush because he's a trip.
So the other thing, Deb, it had just slipped my mind, because you're talking about events. What about what's coming up for the MDA?
Absolutely. The Hunt for Summer is November 16th. And if you haven't, I know normal human nature tendency is to procrastinate, but you cannot procrastinate on this. These kids need our help. So get out to the Hunt for Summer, November 16th. Our local Rossiter's Harley Davidson is putting that shindig on with the Minnesota Hog Chapter. So you want to be sure and connect. You can actually get on there, create a team, start doing some fundraising for these kids for their summer camp, and then have a blast on the hunt day, because it's going to be a scavenger hunt. And we were actually looking at pictures of the last scavenger hunt we did. What a blast and good time that is if you've never done one.
I would encourage you, if you've never been on a scavenger hunt, do it. It is a blast. Get with the right people. I don't know. Even if you don't know the people, it's going to be fun because you're going to get to know them.
Right.
And it'll be fun.
It'll be a fun time.
So, of course, it's always fun when you do it with other people, but take a chance, which I wouldn't do because I'm afraid.
You scared?
No, I'm not.
Oh, no, you're not.
Just
scared.
A little bit.
Okay.
But yeah, hook up with some people, go out, check out that. And it's a great fundraiser. We're supposed to be out there. We'll see how that comes out. And the question I've got, Debbie, you said this is for kids, but MDA is just not It's not just for children affliction.
No, but I know that the MDA sponsorship stuff that I used to be participating in was a lot about the kids. And okay. I believe that this fundraiser is truly to help kids get to summer camp. So that's the Hunt for Summer. So I think that's
Hunt for Summer.
Right. But it's any muscular disease, including ALS. And I shared, I think, on a previous story and show that we have watched this impact people and family members and friends up close and personal. And so it's quite tragic to watch someone go through the concept of having all of their muscular faculties and 100% ready to go. And then they start to deteriorate and can't even get up and walk or can't enjoy the activities of life that they once did. And now all of a sudden they're humiliated and embarrassed because they can't control those muscular activities. And that's quite devastating. So I am so excited that we're partnering with them, and they've invited us to MC the event with them and the Hog Chapter. So it's going to be a great time. If you cannot make it, the one thing I will ask, please, please, please just visit the chuckanddebshow.com page and /MDA. MDA. And then you can give a donation. And know that no amount is too little. And we would love to have you participate even in your giving to help with that. So we've put a team together, Biker Life Radio, and so we want you to be participating any which way you can.
And that's the chuckanddebshow.com/MDA. So there you go. That's that. And then, Deb, you got a phone call today. We haven't had a chance to talk about it. What's going on with Sabina over at the Another Broken Egg?
Well, I am still, they're in the process of connecting. It's Misha with, why did I just lose that?
It happens on the show.
It does.
Especially when you're not prepared for it.
I know.
She's got her...
Reese Across America. She does the fundraiser for the Poker Run. So I've been trying to work with getting Misha and Sabina with Another Broken Egg connected so that they can help in the fundraising and participating in that event and possibly and or fundraising for Reese Across America, because Sabina will be attending that this year with us as we anticipate that coming in December. And I'm excited to have her on board with us. And I know that Another Broken Egg and that management team and leadership team really wants to help support this event as well.
All right. And we're not prepared for this, but what about Matt? He's doing that. Do you have any information on that or not? I can't remember the name of it.
Satchel's Last Resort. I think that's coming up this weekend. And so if you're not familiar, again, connect with
another
the local
cause,
Sarasota Harley Davidson.
Please,
I think it's a poker
them.
Run as well. It's Satchel's Last Resort, a fundraiser for that. I believe from what I heard him mentioning, it's a no-kill shelter for animals. And so another great, again, if you're an animal lover, another great way that you can reach out. Bikers Doing Good events. And, you know, maybe what we'll do afterwards is connect with Matt and get him on the show and see how it went.
There you go. And these things are up on the Chuck and Deb Show Facebook page.
Yes.
I don't believe they're on the Biker Live page, though, because we're sort of with the Biker Live page. That's more international. That's worldwide. Of course, it's Biker Life worldwide, Biker Life TV, radio, and all that good stuff. And then we just like to, we were doing a brand shift. Okay. We're shifting our brand from the Chuck and Deb Show to the Biker Life to Biker Life with Chuck and Deb. And so, but what we've decided for now is to keep the Chuck and Deb Show Facebook page open, because that way we can do more local events there. And then the whole idea is we can share still local and international events on the Biker Life page.
Correct.
So, and then we'll be working on the Biker Life page itself, website. It'll be bikerlife.co for company.
Right.
Okay. And we got Biker Life Podcast.
Biker Life TV,
if
Biker
I remember
Life
correct.
Radio, yep.
That's BikerLife.tv. So we've got a lot of things that are lined up for the future, so just stay tuned. It's going to get a little bit more fun and a little bit more diverse, and you guys will be able to see us a little bit more when we get our act together. It's all about time, and that might be a few months down the road, because as season is here, we actually get busier with other things as well. So it makes it a little bit more tougher, but we are on a path. And that pass starts with us pretty quick. Is there anything else, Deb, anybody else that we want to acknowledge that maybe, because the last two, I think I those are the ones that I actually remembered that I told you about at 4:30 in the morning that you didn't remember. So I actually came through.
You came through probably and on you more remembered. Than half of it. And then, you know, yeah, we're a good team. So you reminded me, I did what I do and that's all that's good. Yeah. Okay. So way to go.
So you have nothing else on your list over there.
I don't, other than I want to make sure that we're going to mention to our listeners kind of the upcoming events in November, because we are really cranking things into high gear starting in November. And those that maybe didn't get a chance to listen to a previous show that we talked about, we want to make sure that we let them know about our upcoming daily podcast segments we're going to introduce starting in November.
Yeah, that's going to be work less and ride more. How to create the lifestyle you desire. There'll be a lot more to that, so you'll want to stay tuned. Of course, that is also in the works. And some of the things that we're about to take on this week, we have a business trip. That's one of the reasons why we're not going to be to Biketoberfest. And I am really looking forward to this, especially after what I saw on Facebook. Yeah, here I was telling you guys that I'm not on Facebook. Well, it happened again. I went on Facebook to do some work on the page, and at the very top page, there was this video, and I recognized the video, and I had to watch it. And it was when we did a marketing university cruise.
Yep.
And all our friends were there from marketing university, and we were singing. Well, I wasn't singing.
Well, what was no, but
the song "We Will Survive" or "I Will Survive" or whatever.
I will survive.
It was great. It kept a smile on my face the whole time. And
yes, Susmita
put it up.
The whole crew actually was great.
She actually posted it up. And I'm sorry about this, Andrew. Somebody already posted on it. But we were busting up at your moves up there.
Yeah, he's got it going on one way or another. Goodness gracious, Andrew.
So we know not everybody, all of you knew what you're talking about, but we'll have it probably posted or put it somewhere or something.
We've got some
training for us that's coming up, and that's going to be in LA.
Right.
And so by the time you hear this today, we're probably just now landing in LA or pretty close to landing in LA. And we're looking forward to a good time, looking forward to see a lot of great people and get a lot of great learning in.
Absolutely. So we've got some great friends, great connections, a lot of business associates that we're going to connect with. And so that's one of the blessings, is getting to connect with them. But then the next is really diving in and putting a vision together for their next year. And, you know, really, how are we going to grow and help everyone else get to their level and what they're looking for to do?
And we'll have a lot of great speakers that we're going to be able to listen to in order to help us be able to do that.
Yes.
So we've got some key speakers. What you want to do is stay tuned the Biker Live page, on the Chuck and Deb Show page. We'll make sure that we get some of these out and hopefully get some, maybe we'll be able, I don't know if we'll get some video footage. They might be sort of particular about that.
But I'm hoping, if nothing else, we can at least get some audio interviews and get some stuff to share with all of our listeners on the podcast.
Yeah, because you guys would really appreciate it. It's going to go hand in hand with the work less, ride more lifestyle concept that you'll want to live, if that's what you desire. So those are some great things that are happening. And then, you know, I'm so grateful today, because I am starting to feel better.
Yes.
I was so worried, have been so worried. I have been worried that I was going to get sick for this trip. I've been worried that I wasn't going to get this darn vertigo taken care of. And by the way, I do have to be worried. I've had two people tell me now that if I go up on the plane, my eardrums could burn.
Right. So we need to be really cautious and careful and do everything we can.
Yeah. But I mean, that's a fact. They really warned me about that. And hopefully that doesn't happen. Right.
It won't.
So we're going to just hope for the best. And I was hoping that actually when I get up there, and you know how you go up in altitude and your ears pop, I'm hoping it'll pop and like sort of release it.
Right.
But there is we won't go all
the way.
Yeah,
you don't need to bring us down, man.
So then we're going to be there. And then after that, we are going directly to Aruba.
Woohoo!
And we have been invited there from a good friend of ours, Corey.
And Kristen.
Yep. And so we're going to be there, and we're just looking forward to a good time. It's going to be some downtime. We're going to take some of the things that we learn while we're away, and we're going to plan and just really take some time to get things down.
Yep. Definitely strategizing for the upcoming season and the next year. Because
the next step in the show.
Absolutely. Because nothing goes to the next next level without some planning and preparation. If you fail to plan, you plan to fail. Is that the way? Say that the right way? So, you know, we definitely need to not only just downgrade.
Fail to plan.
I might have said that backwards. But if you fail to plan, you plan to fail.
That's
yes.
Right.
So, yay, the blondie did it. And so, you know, that's what we want to do is we want to not only just take some downtime to really unwind, but also use it to be our energizer to kind of put us in motion for the next coming year, and whatever that looks like. But we've got some great ideas. We can't wait to share that with all of you. And we're heading to Aruba.
So that's where we'll be. We'll keep an eye out for us. Go ahead and go out to Biker Life Radio. And also, you know, the Chuck and Deb show page. I know we keep repeating this over and over again, but we want you to know where to find us. Okay?
Absolutely
and
right.
Many of you already do, but we've got new listeners that have stumbled across us. So we need to let them know how they can find us. Meet us in Aruba.
That's right. Come on down.
As a matter of fact, you can actually go meet us in LA. And if you want to go, you want free tickets to the seminar that we're attending, you just look us up on Facebook. We'll hook you up.
That's right. Connect us. Let us message us, comment.
And these are very
something.
Valuable tickets.
Yep. You would not regret it. If you are in that local area and or are heading that direction for this next weekend, you do not want to miss this event. It is a phenomenal event, and we will definitely see what we can do to get you there.
Well, wow. I mean, wow. This has been quite a journey today, Deb.
It has.
I mean, from you being totally angry, do you feel somewhat better now?
I do. I got it off my chest.
That your head's not split?
Yes, it's not. My lane's not split.
Okay.
And my head's not split.
I think all our listeners want to know that you're going to make it okay, Rider Coach Deb.
Yeah, I'll be okay. I guarantee that.
What do you got coming up, Rider Coach Deb? Don't you got some training coming up?
I've got a recertification coming up in a couple weeks. As soon as we get back, actually, I've got to go recertify for my Florida Rider Training Rider Program, FTRP, which is the MSF training program for the state of Florida. So we're required to recertify every 2 years. So that's what I've got on my agenda. And then come December, I'm back in the saddle and teaching again. So I'm excited about that.
You got a lot going on. You're a busy lady, aren't you?
I'd like to be busy. Yes, I am very busy.
That's a great thing, Deb, because you love what you do.
I do love what I do. All aspects of it, which is very diverse. And I love it.
Why
what?
Why do you love what you do?
Because it's helping other people, and it's really bringing either their careers or their personal passion to light, and you know, giving them an opportunity to try something new, do something different. That's what I love about it. So it's sharing an aha moment with someone, and then life can be different.
I like that. Now, listen, I'm going to go off. We get to get a little bit personal here, can't we, listeners?
Sure.
You answered as a listener.
Sure. They're saying, sure, we can.
Okay. So listen, you told me something this week that was great when you were out teaching.
Yes.
Training, whatever it is called. I don't know what you do.
Yeah.
Of course.
Teaching.
Anyway.
You don't know what I do.
Why don't you tell me the little story that happened at the end of your class? I think that was pretty cool. Because that's something that was just unusual that doesn't typically happen at every one of these. Because these are CEUs. These are educational classes in order for people to get licenses, business-type licenses. And so it's usually very stringent, sort of boring stuff. But what happened at the end of your training that you told me
about? Golly, you're putting me on the
you
spot,
don't,
man.
You really,
I do,
would you
I
lie
remember.
To me that
no,
you don't remember?
No,
you must have
I
told
remember.
Me a lie if you can't remember.
I didn't say I don't remember. I said you're putting me on the spot.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Besides, I know you don't lie.
I do not. So I'm glad you mentioned that what the course I was teaching this past weekend is for pre-licensing for a certain license in the state. And, you know, it can be pretty dry, methodical, repetitious material. So it's not always the best. But at the end of the class, there were a couple of people in the class that, you know, you just kind of connect with, and you can see that they are going through some difficulties or challenges. And so, you know, there's connections that you make with people. And at the end of the class, they were just so grateful for me as a teacher, which was a great thing as an instructor. But they actually gave me a round of applause. And that doesn't happen in this particular course very often. So it just really made me, you know, feel confident and comfortable that, yeah, I'm really doing what I need to be doing in all aspects of what I do. So it's, you know, it was a great feeling for them to acknowledge me and my skills and ability to coach and teach them things that are going to further their career.
Yeah, and I think that was great. So that's why I wanted you to share, because, hey, people, you guys, you all have your accomplishments out there. And it's those little small things that can add up to the big things.
That's right.
So this was an acknowledgement, you know, for telling Deb that Deb's on the right path, that she's in her passion, that she's doing what she's doing. And these are the things when you start out, and this is what we're going to talk about a little bit as we get into the Work Less, Ride More, is that you put yourself out there, you begin to do those things that you love, that you want to pursue, and you'll get signs, you'll get feedback, and you'll know that you're going down the right path, and you just got to keep on moving.
That's right, absolutely. And sometimes you don't know you're in the right path until you have the courage to take a step out in that direction. And then it's amazing how things just start to unfold and or develop and kind of become a path that you never even imagined. When I pursued the owner of this company to teach a couple of years ago, I had to really go after this. It was something that I wanted to do. And I, you know, he was not looking for another instructor or coach. And I just said, you know, it's something I want to do. And he's given me the opportunity to do it now for a couple of years. And thank you so much, Bob. I appreciate that. But it's, you know, I'm impacting others. And that's that ripple effect. And that's why that's so impactful for me. You know, I just came off of that great feeling of people saying, you are so appreciated for what you've done. And then I get that motorcyclist, not to belabor that anymore, but, you know, and then I have that opposite experience coming home. So it's like from an emotional high to a smack in the face. And it's just this progression. Yeah. But
and then, like you say, you know, it was interesting that, you know, you had to work going and try to get this training position that, you know, he had enough trainers. And then as you're there, then he wants you to become another trainer. He wants you to train for another license.
That's right. Branch it out.
You sort of put that one on the back burner for now.
It's on hold for now, for sure. So
we want to encourage you to go out and pursue your hopes and dreams because you deserve it. Okay.
That's right.
So don't.
We're going to applaud you
right.
for all the courage and strength that you are taking each day to step out into your own place and find your passion.
Yep. All right. And before we go here, I want to let everybody know that we've got something really neat lined up. We're going to have somebody come on the show and do share the show with us every once in a while. And I just want you to stay tuned. I'm not going to give it away, Deb.
Don't give it away. Don't, please, no.
I'm excited about this guest that we're going to have on our show.
Yeah.
We're not sure of the frequency yet. We're going to try to do it every week, maybe if we can, at least once a month. We got to work out the details. But it's going to be exciting.
You do not want to miss it.
It's going to be interesting. It's going to be intriguing. It's going to be provocative.
Maybe a little
spicy.
It's going to
be insightful.
Yep.
It's going to be sleazy.
Saucy. I don't know. It could be tons of fun.
It's going to be going everywhere. Plus, when we get back, we're going to be lining up several interviews with people that you're going to hear about and know about. Those are the things that we've got coming in the future.
Right.
Man, I just want you guys to hang out with us. I want you to continue on this ride with us, on this road trip, on this journey with us, because we are going to have loads of fun together. That's what this show's about, all right?
Yes.
Yeah, we're talking about the biker life, but we're talking about having fun, all right?
Right.
It's talking about living the good life. Right?
Yes.
Living the good biker life.
That's right.
So we want you guys to be part of that journey with us, to come along with us, to ride with us, to get down with us. And we just want to have fun with you. And as this thing grows, it's going to turn into something you are going to be absolutely amazed about, because you're going to be able to participate in it.
Right. And find true freedom. That's what it's all about. So what does that freedom look like to you? We will all find that on the journey together. So yeah, we're excited to have you along. We have got some excitement, lots of fun things to come.
So here's how you find us.
You can find us on BikerLifeRadio.com, on Facebook, on Chuck and Deb Show, or Biker Life Radio. And you can also find us on
any of our podcast platforms. You'll be able to find us there. So you'll want to be a subscribe. Go out and subscribe. We're currently on Podbean, but you can subscribe to us through any of the podcasts. So go out there and do it right now. Do it while you're listening to this. Go ahead and hit the subscribe button. We want to have you there so you'll know what's going on. As we continue to move forward with our Work Less, Ride More series, you will not want to miss that. You'll not want to miss more of these shows with people we're going to introduce to you, and how we're going to burst, we're going to break, we're going to smash that motorcycle mystique. So we want to, once again, I'm Chuck.
And Deb.
And we thank you so much for listening, and we look forward to speaking to you probably tomorrow or the next day. Anyway, stay tuned, guys. Appreciate you very much. Bye-bye.